This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to the Following On Daily Podcast from TalkSport. I'm John Norman, and every day of the India versus England series, well, we brought you a daily podcast featuring the best and the worst of the day's action from our live and exclusive coverage on TalkSport 2. India resuming day three in Durham, Charlotte on 473/8, a more than healthy lead of 255 runs. England needed quick wickets to have any chance of eating into that lead. And Jimmy Anderson was just one wicket away from becoming the first fast bowler in history to reach 700 test wickets. Could he make history in the mountains? Let's hear how the morning session sounded live and exclusive on both TalkSport and TalkSport 2.
England would now have to create a test record coming back from a deficit of 258, the highest ever deficit overcome, as I said. The winner test match in the first innings is 256. Only four times in the history of test cricket has a deficit over 200 been overcome. Anderson in, it's gone! Anderson has his 700th wicket! Ben Folkes takes the catch! And the celebrations begin. Anderson is enveloped in the arms of his teammates. Jimmy Anderson, the outside edge of Kuldeep Yadav's bat. And this extraordinary career has reached its zenith with Jimmy Anderson becoming the first fast bowler to reach 700 wickets.
Unbelievable achievement from Jimmy Anderson, 700 test match wickets, more than any other seamer likely to ever have in the history of this game. Gone with a bouncer, set up perfectly with a Yorker, with a full ball outside off stump for the batter to rock forward and find an outside edge. He probably did that the first, second, third test match wicket when he was 21. But to do that at 41 is unbelievable. A standing ovation for the Barmy Army, for England's the all-time great. 187 test matches, 700 test match wickets. The true champion, an unbelievable ambassador for the game of cricket, not only in this country, but for around the world, with a longevity. A little punch of the gloves by Mohammad Siraj as he walks past the great man, Jimmy Anderson. 700 test match wickets. Wow.
Oh, Bashir has beaten Jasprit Bumrah outside the off stump here, and there's an appeal for a stumping. Ben Folkes is not very confident, but he'll ask anyway, and it's been referred to the third umpire.
Yeah, it's been referred to the third umpire, but I think if I was Ben Stokes, I'd be asking for the catch as well. I've got two reviews remaining. I thought there was a noise there as well. So yeah, because of the stumping, he can't ask for the catch as well. But I think he might have nicked this. There was definitely a noise before Ben Folkes caught that. Whether he scraped the bat off the floor, I'm not so sure. But
there's no part behind the popping crease.
He's out. Shoaib Bashir has a 5-wicket haul for the second time in the series. And Jasprit Bumrah stumped Folkes, bowled Bashir, giving Shoaib Bashir figures of 5 for 173. Bumrah goes for 20. And India have been bowled out for 477 for an overall lead of 259.
The Duckett keeping short leg and slip interested actually on two deliveries down the track and bowled him. Well, R. Ashwin has just schooled Ben Duckett. Duckett, fifth ball, has tried to win the game with a shot. He's yorked himself, and R. Ashwin has bowled Ben Duckett off stump knockback, and England lose their first wicket in the second over. They're 2-1.
Well, I can't defend that. That's rubbish. That's rubbish batting. That's all I can say. It's the second over of your second innings, and you've shown your intent with a hard try to, you know, a sweep. It's a new ball, it's just sliding out. There's no prodigious turn, anything. But again, he'll say that's the way he plays. And you know, as I said, for the cricket purists, the lover thinking, look, there's more ways to skin a cat, and you just cannot against world class bowlers just behave that way. For me, you just can't do it. You've got to show something different. You've got to have more tricks, more strings to your bow if you want to have a long career.
England halfway through the fourth over of their second innings. Ashwin around the wicket, slightly shorter outside of off stump, and Ollie Pipes hit that through point for four, and that was all controlled. The bowler gave him the length and the width, and Ollie Pope takes advantage. England 6-1, trailing by 2-5-3 here on TalkSport 2.
Yeah, that ball just sliding on. Ollie Pope rocking on to the back foot and dispatching that extremely well. Good shot. As you say, with this new ball, Ashwin's not going to get a lot of spin. Just sliding on. Dispatched that beautifully. Four runs to get him off and running.
England halfway through the fourth over of their second innings. Ashwin around the wicket, slightly shorter outside of off stump, and Ollie Pipes hit that through point for four, and that was all controlled. The bowler gave him the length and the width, and Ollie Pope takes advantage. England 6-1, trailing by 2-5-3 here on TalkSport 2.
Yeah, that ball just sliding on. Ollie Pope rocking on to the back foot and dispatching that extremely well. Good shot. As you say, with this new ball, Ashwin's not going to get a lot of spin. Just sliding on. Dispatched that beautifully. Four runs to get him off and running.
Bumrah to start a new over. It's the outside edge of Pope's bat, and it'll go past Barakal at second slip and go down to third for a boundary. His second boundary, that one all along the floor. It went straight downwards. England 13 for one. Pope has 11.
I was going to ask you, Mackie, you know, you played a lot of cricket. I was saying, if one of your opening batters in club cricket would have done that.
That's a great look. Someone in the crowd has gone for the old peroxide blonde. Jasprit Bumrah is in. It's full and straight. Pope will clip wide of mid-on, and Ashwin looks like he's in diver's boots going after that one. He's not going to get there. It's four more for Ollie Pope. His third boundary of his innings. England 17 for one.
Yes. Striking it nicely. This is a great shot. Sort of bat with length, full face, but he's played it with the full face of the bat. He's hit it just wide of mid-on, but the bat's come down nice and straight. That's what I like to see. Ronnie Pope, good balance.
The other thing about this is, sorry Alex, is he looks a lot calmer. In the early part of some of his innings, he's been a bit frantic. On this occasion, he's gone from outside off. Durell is diving Superman style full length and hasn't got it. Crawley on this occasion, down the leg side, he's turned it round the corner, and Ashwin's got a second. Crawley's gone for a duck, and Sarfraz takes the catch under the helmet at leg slip. Crawley goes, England are two down already, 21 for two. They still trail by 238 runs, and Ashwin has 2 for 9.
That's world class, that, from Ravi Ashwin. Two balls before, I think that's playing in his head. Sarfraz goes finer after that delivery two balls ago. And it's that plays in the mind, doesn't it, when you get that prodigious turn, and he's just played It's at the inside portion of the bat. Sarfraz Khan is lower. Leg slip, takes a good catch. And it was a 15 ball duck for Zach Crawley in England. Sorry, England listeners. Are 21 for 2 or 5.3 overs.
Ashwin goes in. Joe Root pulls out the reverse. That's a lovely shot. All along the floor through third. And Joe Root has his first boundary of the innings. He goes to 5. England are 29 for 2.
Yeah, well executed shot from Joe Root. Stays down as long as he possibly can. Waits for the ball to pitch and then gets it. The bat down on it, hands over the top of the ball and his head still. So it's an excellent shot there from Joe Root. But yeah, head scratching moments. I'm still disbelief of what Ben Duckett was trying to do. Ashwin sweep, top edge, gonna be out, taken at square leg. The catch is taken by Devdutt Padikkal or Yashasvi Jaiswal, and Pope has gone, perished. Top edge. Manazak potentially go as far as to say that's the worst innings I've seen by a number three batter in international cricket. I really am. When you break that down, them 23 or 24 balls, at no point did I feel Ollie Pope was in total control. One, of his body movement. Two, of his balance, shape, technique, what you need as a number three. And the shot he's just played to get out. Wow. I mean, it was never there to sweep. It's like playing by numbers. And I like Ollie Pope. I think he's a wonderful talent, and I think he is a smashing player. I don't think he's a number three, but this is the job he's got. And in times in his career, in times in, you know, the first 20, 25 balls, he never really looks comfortable. I get that. I can put that to one side because he can go on. And that there, I'm sorry. That's a poor ending to a poor innings of a scrambled brain of somebody who on this tour has had a score of 193, 196, what it is. Yeah, I know you always start on naught, but I hate criticising too heavily, too hard, too much. But for me, that's a poor shot, poor innings.
Do you know,
and that's not pressure from Ashwin. That's playing by numbers, right? Mm. I've blocked one. I'm struggling now. Right, I'll go to the sweep. Never there.
Here's Bumrah again, and Bairstow clips it beautifully off his pads, through square leg and down to the boundary for 4. That's a lovely shot from Johnny Bairstow. Angled in, played it with the angle off his pads away for 4.
Yeah, use the angle, use the pace. Johnny Bairstow keeps his balance nicely, lets the ball come to him, and just eases it into the leg side through square leg. Mind you, if I was on the Indian management team, I'm not sure I'd want Jaiswal anywhere near slip. I think them fingers are far too important to protect one just catching the turf or trying to grab one forward.
That one is driven. That's a lovely shot from Joe Root. Beautiful shot, wide of long off, down to the boundary for 4. It was overpitched. Certainly there for the drive. Joe Root has taken the invitation. He moves on to 12. England are 41 for 3. Here is Ashwin around the wicket now. That's swept by Johnny Bairstow. He's picked the length very quickly, and it's 4 runs. It's actually, rather than being too short to sweep, which Pope's was, that was almost too full to sweep from Johnny Bairstow. He's actually swept a half volley. He's hit it, but he's hit it very hard into the gap for 4.
He has, yes, but he's adjusted. He's gotten into the position, and then he's seen that it's really full. So he hasn't got down as far as he needs to get because he knows he doesn't need to. And then he can, because of where it is and the line it's on, he knows it's going behind square. So because the natural progression of where the bat's coming from, that's what's going to get him the pace on it. The Ollie Pope one, it was too far outside of stump. It was too short to try and hit it hard sweep. If he was going to try and do anything, he'd just try and guide it and deflect it down. Yeah, I got in the wrong position, but you're looking at the Pope innings, 19 off 23 balls.
3 for 28 then, Ashwin, as Johnny Bairstow lofts him into the mountain air over mid-wicket. Easy as you like, a one-day shot, really. There's no flourish, no follow-through. He's almost steered this ball up over deep mid-wicket for 6.
It's an excellent shot, though. He's in total control. Movement forward, knows it's too full. It's over-pitched from R. Ashwin. And
He has dispatched it nicely, still being positive. You know, I don't mind that. He's in control there. He knew what he was doing. He got himself balanced. And that's the thing that Pope never did in any part of his innings. Johnny Bairstow's come out of the crease, less frantic, less moving parts. He's balanced at the crease so he can execute a shot like that.
I think all the goodwill and Harmy's talked about it that England have got and made and deserved with the way that they've played the game under this Brendan McCullum and Ben Stokes era. It starts to, not say go, but you start to sort of question it a little bit if you know you're going to continue to play this way in certain situations when you just think, just bat. I'm all for entertainment, I'm all for, but this is Test cricket, it's over 5 days. You know, you've only batted 80 overs twice in 10 Test matches.
Ashwin is in, he's bowled Ben Stokes! It's the arm ball, it's gone straight on, it doesn't turn. And Stokes is bowled for two. England are 103 for five in 22 overs and five balls. Crawley, Duckett, Pope, Bairstow, Stokes, all gone. Ashwin, four for 55. And Stokes gets one that goes between bat and pad and clatters into off stump. And it's now when, not if.
Well, that just sort of sums up the morning for England.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So Anderson's 700th test wicket, as good as it got for England, I'm afraid. They collapsed to 113 for five at lunch. And it was then left to Joe Root and Ben Foulkes to salvage any sort of pride for the England team. Could they frustrate India and at least delay the inevitable? Let's hear the best of the afternoon session, which was live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. Hardik Biadap is in and Joe Root wraps him on the pads with the ball that turns into Root, possibly inside edge onto the pad. Could the ball be doing too much? There's plenty of chatter around Root, but Bumrah has called for the ball. And will he review? They're just going to check. The reaction to me was that Yadav thought there was an inside edge there.
Inside edge for me, but I would review it. I would.
That makes sense.
I would review it.
Kind of.
Because, one, it's Joe Root. Two, I'm adding more pressure.
They are reviewing it, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I would review it, knowing that, even knowing that it wasn't. It's a bit of gamesmanship, this. I would review it just to, you know, enhance the pressure and, you know, stop the game that little bit more. England are, you know, right up against it. So I'd have reviewed it for that very reason.
Well, it hits the crack.
Okay.
And very close to the actually, bat. It's a question of whether it does hit the inside edge of Joe Root's bat. And the on-field decision was not out. It's whether it's hit the bat first. Cause
can you move forward? And yeah, once more, please.
It was the fourth test as well, by the way. Yeah. Remember, second innings. And England had a first innings lead of 46.
Yes,
when Ashwin took the second new ball.
And England got off to a relatively decent start. They were 20 for none.
Kuldeep to start a new over, left arm over. It's the googly to Hartley. And it goes off of the thigh pad down to fine leg. And it'll be away for four. Oh, he's given it as runs. There was a touch on it before the thigh pad. So it's four to Hartley. That takes him into double figures.
Yeah, straight off the face of the bat.
Good shot, actually. My apologies, Tom Hartley.
Yeah, I just wondered if they've got the field wrong here for the left-hander, especially the way the ball bouncing, having a man round the corner at leg slip.
Ashwin prepares, comes in around. Again, it's the loopy one. And Hartley has spotted that one and hit that perfectly. The previous one, he wasn't quite attuned to. That one, he saw coming. And he's driven that beautifully through wide mid-off and away for four. 133 for six. Hartley's got 15. England now trail by 126.
Yeah, that's better. He's not trying to hit that one too hard. The ball before, he's tried to hit it too hard. And he's tried it on the leg side. Slug sweep, bring the shoulders in and trying to muscle it and biff it a bit too hard. Lost his shape, lost his balance. That one there, a little bit more, you know, width on outside off stump. And he's just caressed it through the offside and the gap that was there. A memo to a lot of the England batters, especially in that first innings. When you try and hit it too hard, make sure your shape's in order. If it's not, you'll succumb. And they're just a great example. Two balls. You know, one was in total control of body movements. The other, he wasn't.
Ashwin in and bowls. He's slightly shorter and wider of off stump to Hartley. Hartley hits to point. And there's no cover sweeper, because with England 124 behind, there's no need for a sweeper. So it goes all the way to the boundary. 139 for six, and the deficit now 120.
Poor ball by Ashwin, but that doesn't matter. But good shot. I think that was the Karen ball again. Yeah, it just spins back a little bit. So probably just got that a little bit wider, a little bit shorter than what he wanted. But yeah, I'd say that's the big weakness of the baseball era, is they just haven't made a lot of runs. And they've made up for it so many times in the second innings. And we talk about that. They are averaging more in their second innings than the first innings.
Ashwin goes in. This is full and straight. Hartley pushes out on the offside. No run.
That's not a sustainable business model, because occasionally you're going to get some tricky second innings pitches to bat on. So I think, yeah, he makes a very good point there. I do think in the first innings, they haven't got to a point. I would actually prefer them to go, let's try and bat 100 overs and make 400. Give their bowls a little bit more of a rest and aim at that. Whereas I think sometimes they've just got ahead of themselves. I think back to the declaration at Edgbaston. So I'm just not sure they needed to do that. And that ended up coming back to bite them.
Here's Bumrah. Good Yorker. Lovely Yorker. Peel for leg before wicket. Wood has gone. Second ball, LBW. Bumrah strikes twice in three balls. He knew that the Yorker was his weapon of choice. The first one went wrong, went down the leg side. The second one looked like that was also heading for middle, maybe the leg side of middle stump.
Absolute world-class delivery. Jasper Bumrah does this on a regular. Gets that Yorker in good speed. Too good for Wood. The only question is it tailing down? It's in right bang on the foot, that front foot.
Can you go to front on spin mission, please?
I reckon he's struggling.
Oh, wait, you can go to the alt right.
To walk after the ball hits him on the foot or struggling?
Both. Struggling that this is going down and struggling that his toe might be in trouble.
Here's Bumrah again. And, the last ball is going to cost him four runs. So that no ball cost him five runs, actually, because one for the no ball. And this time he's pulled a wide half volley. And Joe Root has driven it handsomely through the covers for four. So five off the last ball, effectively, of that over. And Root moves on to 55.
Bumrah again, wide again. And Joe Root just throws his hands at a delivery. It wasn't a particularly good one from Bumrah. Just two men out on the offside. Really has cleared cleared these with ease. And he moves to 64 with four at the end of the over. But that, of course, means that Bashir will face the first ball of the next one.
Again, Bumrah's gone for the slower ball. He's gone wider again. Seeing if Joe Root can throw his hands at it, and he did. He went aerial, but realised, you know, there was a little bit of a deception in the pierce. But because it was so wide, he could just keep going up, up and up, and it's gonna over the infield and one bounce form. But Jadeja's gonna come on, and a good move from Bumrah. Try and get that front pad of Bashir in the game, and I think he's got more chance with Jadeja than he has with Kuldeep Yadav.
Wide and driven square of the wicket. This is a beautiful shot from Joe Root. Wristily, dreamily played square, and he'll take another four runs. It moves into the 70s, 70 for two. Siraj has gone for a couple of boundaries in his first over back. England up to 183 for eight.
Yeah, not what you want for Jasprit Bumrah as acting captain when you make a decision to bring a seamer on and he bowls both sides of the wicket. You know, one down the leg side, clipped away for four, and then overpitched wide outside off stump. But yeah, I think you're right when it comes to India. India have got some headaches, some big headaches, I think, over the course of the next 12 to 18 months when it comes to their team. But I think the headaches are positive ones. Yeah, how do you get Mohammad Shami back in the side? You get, for me, the all-time great modern day cricketer in Virat Kohli back in the side, and Kale Rahul. That's the more questionable one, but I think Kale Rahul does come back into this.
Start the 47th over of the innings. Root gets down, plays the reverse, plays it well, plays it through third for four. Root is into the 80s. He goes to 82 out of England's 193 for nine.
Yeah, it's a shot he plays on a regular and plays it extremely well. Gets nice and low, head still. Vacant third. That's why he plays it. There's no one there, so safe. Gets him a lot of runs.
Here is Yadav once again. Down the wicket comes Joe Root. Gone deep. Caught. Jasprit Bumrah takes the catch. England have been bowled out for 195. Joe Root goes for 84. And the last act of the 2004 series sees Kuldeep Yadav take the wicket of Joe Root to clinch an innings victory for the hosts and a 4-1 series win. India win by an innings and 64 runs. They've been dominant.
So there it is, England getting bowled out for 195. India finishing off a dominant display by winning the test by an innings and 64 runs and taking the series 4-1. Now, England make the long journey home with their tails between their legs. Thanks for joining us throughout the whole test series on the TalkSport Network. And we hope you've enjoyed the ride. Join us for more coverage of England cricket throughout the year. Here's hoping for better displays in the future. But for now, goodbye and thanks for listening to the Following On podcast.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.